Thanks for taking some time to talk to me. I am really impressed by the work that Bloomshed does. And I mean, you talk about being overtly political, and of course, Animal Farm, doing a production of Animal Farm is going straight to the core, isn't it? In a look at socialism and capitalism and also literary sacred cows. So can you tell us a little bit about the adventure for you as an actor?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Bloomshed as a company has always been incredibly interested in what making political works. And as an actor and also a collaborator of Bloomshed, I think I have a really great role to play in the company because I get to explore a text that I have found so interesting, but also in my characters that I play. So in the first half of the show, I play Molly, who's a horse who's really interested in her ribbons. And then in the second act, I become the chair of a Senate as the show devolves into a Senate Select Inquiry in the Australian Federal Parliament.
So tell me, is this is a second reincarnation of Animal Farm, isn't it? Because it was on, but it was on at Northcote Town Hall, and it really blew me away. And so Bloomshed's actually going into a bigger realm, isn't it?
We are indeed. So, we first put the production on in 2023 at Northcote Town Hall through the Darabin Speakeasy program. And now we're returning to the Arts Centre, which is really exciting for the company. We had our main stage debut earlier this year at the Malt House through our production of Pride and Prejudice. So, to now be able to enter into the Fairfax of the Arts Centre, it's just an incredible opportunity.
So tell me a little bit about, and tell my listeners a little bit about how such a company develops a project. Because I mean, deciding to do Pride and Prejudice is very audacious, I'll have to say.
Yes, there's been lots of adaptations even this year of Pride and Prejudice. But as a company, we've been around for over a decade. I myself have been involved since 2020. But every single person in the company works collaboratively. So it doesn't matter if you're an actor or one of the designers, lighting, sound, costume, etc. We're all in the room making the work together. So we wear multiple hats. We're writers, we're directors, we're dramaturgs, we're performers. And we all have a really equal say in the room. And this non-hierarchical, collaborative way of operating is quite unique, I suppose, especially in the Melbourne theatre scene or even around the world. I don't think there's that many collectives that work like this. And it's something that has obviously taken shape over lots of years together. And I think our friendship and enjoyment of each other's company and the passion that we have for theatre making is what ties it all together.
Because the production was really exciting, Animal Farm. I have to tell people it was one of the most exciting things I'd seen for a really long time. And of course, seeing something that is so obviously being taken seriously in the way it should, but making it into something that is almost anarchic, but so funny and amusing at the same time. I mean, it's really high art what you guys create. So, what do you argue it out, or have you all come at the same, is you come to the table with a political view on things, or what?
Yeah, it definitely gets heated in the room sometimes. We have so many different perspectives, and whether it's the ideas or how we're staging it, I think we often do butt heads, but we have a close enough relationship where we're able to really appreciate the varying opinions in the room and then work forward to create something that has been considered with so much care, I think. And everything is on the cards for being removed from the show. So even if we've decided to do something, we've changed things on preview night, or even after the show's opened, we continue to make tweaks because we just always want to reinvent ourselves, make things better, reach a level of perfection that we're trying to get at. But yeah, I think because we've had this close relationship, we're able to really rely on each other's judgment and not take it too personally.
Well, it's very fast paced too. And so, what I was thinking is that it's not just overtly political, but it's also the conception and the production, which is obviously being played around with. So, everybody has obviously come to theatre from probably a relatively similar background in conventional theatre making, but you're pulling things apart, aren't you? And putting them
Yeah,
back
we
together.
are. We definitely are. I think us as theatre makers, we have really diverse backgrounds as well. So a lot of Bloomshed came from the Monash University Performing Arts program to begin with. But I myself, for example, I actually did a politics degree at Melbourne Uni. So I did politics and Chinese studies and always had an interest in pursuing theatre on the side. So I think that perspective is really unique as well because we work in lots of different areas in our personal lives, but then we also are very involved in theatre and performing.
How do you decide on which? Because it's Animal Farm, but you've obviously created a new script.
We have. It's an extremely radical adaptation, like you flagged, super high paced. It's really funny. There's dance breaks, there's confetti. I think us as a company, we really want to create works that are accessible. So even if people haven't interacted with the text before or they haven't read it, we want every scene to be able to stand for itself and make sense. And a core part of our process is trying to unpack and adapt our scripts in a way where anyone can come on board and enjoy the show.
Which is, in the past, in the 1980s, they had this thing called art at work where people went to factories and put on plays. And in a funny kind of a way, this feels kind of a bit like it. But because you are being really generous in the it's very direct to the audience.
Yeah, it is. And I think, part of the show is like the interaction that we kind of get from our audience. And we love it when crowds are raucous. And even the students that we perform to, because this is on the VCU drama playlist, we want them to have a really great taste too of what theatre could be like. And for lots of our students, it's often the first time that they go and see a show.
What's it like going from what was, in a sense, a makeshift space? At say Northcote Town Hall. It does have a stage and all the rest of it. It's just that it's for many different types of things like concerts and not. While the art centre is, pretty high art production space. How does that feel for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's a big step. And for our designers, it's been a really interesting process too, because they're working with a different venue and the layout of the Fairfax is extremely different to that of Northcote Town Hall. So there's been some adapting that has been done. And I think as the performers, we're really keen to actually get into the space because I've never even stepped foot onto the Fairfax stage. So I'd love to see what it's like in our production and tech week. And obviously, the caliber of being on a main stage just makes us want to lift the show even more.
It's pretty exciting. I've been watching you guys your progress because, like I said, the first time I saw that, I said, oh my God, this is so exciting. This is really exciting theatre. I like theatre, but sometimes it can be a little bit dull. When I saw it, I thought, oh wow, this is so terrific. And it's very soon, it's starting very soon.
Exactly, yes. It's starting on the 12th of August and runs until the 22nd. And tickets are over 90% sold out. So we've actually got three shows completely sold out now, which is incredible because it's looking like it will fully sell out before we even open.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you see, the word's out on you. Everyone knows that you're the show to
I
go and see.
know, it's cool being the talk of the town. We've seen some big posters up in the city, and it feels like everyone I've spoken to has kind of heard about it or seen something online. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, Annie.